Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number two, of course, of the Sunday edition. We come to you at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Hour number one from 11 to noon. Of course, hour number two from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, that is all on the Eastern time block. That means 2 p.m. Eastern blind. And we go to 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Bottom line is 2 hours of Ring Talk live here on Sunday. Hey, at the end of the day, we'll only tell you about what's happening in the world of combat sports. There's plenty of stuff to talk about. Of course, wow, MMA, boxing, it was both hot and happening this weekend. Of course, some of the boxing headlines we'll get to a little bit later. But straight up, you got to look at the fact that ESPN, they're going to have a fight on a five-round main event February 17. I'm talking mixed martial arts. Cain Velasquez, twice beaten, former two-time world heavyweight champion. Yikes, the scariest man I've ever seen in my entire life. I used to say that I would walk through the Tijuana ghettos with the Diaz brothers instead of Cain Velasquez. That was until I saw some recent training clips of Cain Velasquez. He's still a monster. He's an incredible monster. I used to watch him fight three guys in the same round. I don't mean at the same time, but he'd fight one guy, and, you know, the guy get tired after a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and he'd fight another guy, and they go 2 minutes with him, and he'd finish up the round with that guy. I mean, holy cow, he is a cardiovascular machine. He moves like a lightweight. Bottom line is, he's been injured a lot. Coming back against Francis Ngannou, of course, on ESPN. ESPN, the app, maybe, I think. We'll talk about that in depth. We'll hear from both guys. Open phone lines around the planet, baby. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the text line. I've got a couple texts I'll get to in this hour. The text line number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuning to Ring Talk live 35-plus years now on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses, because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Bottom line is ESPN has stepped up as far as the app's concerned, of course, as far as boxing, of course, hot and heavy on ESPN+. And, of course, they've got fights on ESPN as well. But the UFC haven't signed that recent contract with ESPN. While they're coming back, their second card is going to be a barn burner, baby, as far as the main event's concerned. Francis Ngannou, what's he like, 12-3, was knocking out everybody, knocking everybody dead. They made a power drink after him. They thought he was going to be the world heavyweight champion before he won the title, and they made a power drink just about him. I mean, at the same time, Stipe Miocic was a world heavyweight champion. He couldn't get arrested outside of being in Cleveland, where it's his hometown. I mean, seriously, nobody really knew who Stipe was, even though he was the best heavyweight in the world for a bit there, okay? But Ngannou, he beats him. Ngannou was like a 5-1, 4-5-1 favorite. How can he be a 4-5-1 favorite? Anyway, he was, okay? And it showed that he wasn't worthy of that. Of course, he lost down the stretch. I thought that Stipe could have took him out maybe in the fourth or the fifth round, but he didn't want to risk the power because, you know, his shortcomings aside, one thing Francis Ngannou does have, incredible power, probably one of the hardest punching heavyweights in history. Well, they say he's the hardest punching heavyweight ever, but I don't know about that, but good Lord, he can punch hard, no doubt about that. Now, Cain Velasquez, 14-2, that's right, 16 mixed martial art fights, but he's been around a long time. Why does he only have 16 fights? Injuries. Injured his shoulder, injured his hand, injured his knee. I mean, he's like the $6 million man, Steve Austin. They put him back together like bionically, man, I kid you not. So now we have Cain Velasquez coming back after like a 2-year layoff, long time. And of course, taking on Francis Ngannou, who's been fighting regularly. What does that mean? Doesn't mean a whole lot. You know why? Cain Velasquez is the absolute cardio freak. I've never, as I said, remember I said a little bit earlier how he would fight three guys in the same round and beat the snot out of all three guys? I mean, how can you beat up three fresh guys, I'm not talking about stumble bums. I'm talking about guys that came in the gym, were sitting on the bench, and they say, hey, you go in a spar? No, I'm talking about top flight guys. He just destroyed them, three guys in the same round. He would go through like 5 or 6 sparring partners in a sparring session. They would line up to get beat up by Cain Velasquez. That's how good he was cardiovascular-wise. He could just do it. His recovery was incredible, just incredible. Now he takes on Ngannou. Of course, Cain's been off a while. People say the layoffs are going to hurt him. I just said it wouldn't. Bottom line is, let's hear the trailer for this big fight on ESPN the 17th of February.
Ngannou has shown a weakness against guys that know how to wrestle.
Francis can learn, and he's an incredible athlete, and what he has over everybody is power.
Oh! Ngannou knocks Orlovsky down! He is a monster.
He's terrifying.
A monster.
He looks like the heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, he looks like the heavyweight champion of something. The guy's a monster.
That is it! The Predator Francis Ngannou, live and in color!
I've never seen anybody that hits as hard as Francis Ngannou.
Ah!
That uppercut was so goddamn violent. Probably the worst knockout I've ever seen. Just as far as sure, like, you see how big and massive Ngannou, just this f***ing black statue of a man.
That's as impressive a heavyweight knockout as you will ever see.
What he has is incredible heart and desire, and he's very hungry to learn.
And Ngannou with some serious power.
He's got ridiculous power, but he's also fast as f***.
Scariest guy of all time.
You can't just do what you're awesome at. He's already awesome at putting people in another dimension.
Francis the Predator Ngannou!
Cain Velasquez is a nightmare of a matchup for you. Terrible, terrible nightmare of a matchup.
I'm thrilled that he's back. I love that he's back. Now he's going to take on a guy that was a number one contender within the calendar year, and he's going to do it in a five-round situation. I mean, Cain deserves some credit, too.
Cain Velasquez!
He's a legend. You know, there's talk of him being one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of time. There's argument.
When I look at all of the different heavyweights that I've personally seen fight, Cain stands out as the best.
Cain most certainly knows how to wrestle, even though he usually doesn't choose to do it. He likes to come out there and bang.
Cain is an absolute savage.
He has superhuman endurance. He's just animal.
He does what he does. He comes at you and he never stops. Yeah, he's a machine.
Cain is one of those wrestlers that fell in love with his hands, and for good reason. They're really good.
I've never seen a heavyweight that can put the kind of pressure on somebody that can.
Yeah.
He's just different.
Velasquez pouring it on!
Vintage Cain Velasquez, and injuries are not a big factor. And he's in shape, he's in the right frame of mind. This is about to be nasty.
If you're telling me we're going to see a stand-up fight between Cain Velasquez and Francis Ngannou, you have my attention on a whole nother level.
Quite the contrary. It won't be a stand-up fight. It might be stand-up for a little while until Cain knocks him down. Bottom line is Cain's going to be able to out-wrestle Ngannou. Why do I say that? Because Ngannou's skills are not in the wrestling department. When he's preparing for that world heavyweight title fight against Stipe Miocic, guess what? The guy didn't train. How can I put this? He didn't train on the ground. He didn't do any groundwork. I mean, much like Fedor training in a boxing ring for a cage fight. I mean, it's stupid. It's asinine. But he wouldn't do it. They kept telling him, hey, man, you need to work on this. You need to work on that. No, man. I need to work on my punching power. Well, you know, these guys that live and die, die by the punch. Okay? And I think that Cain Velasquez is a live underdog here. Even though Ngannou is the slight favorite in the Las Vegas sportsbooks, maybe the odds have changed. But last time I looked, Ngannou was a slight favorite. And that being the case, he's a younger guy. I can see that. But Cain Velasquez determined a very, very dangerous guy. That's all I can say. He's very, very dangerous. What I mean by that is he's got so many different tools he can go to. He can stand up and dirty fight you. He can dirty box, okay? He can get you on the ground. He's an NCAA wrestling guy. He was ranked in the top 10 in the country. I mean, he's the real deal out of University of Arizona, of course, where some great wrestlers came out of. But I'm telling you, at the end of the day, I think Cain Velasquez is going to be the winner here. But I've been wrong before, and you can always be wrong in the world of mixed martial arts because things end so quickly for us. Knockout, decision, disqualification, submission. Do I need to keep going? Man, the bottom line is lots of ways to lose in the world of mixed martial arts. That's why guys stay undefeated not very long. Bottom line is time to bring in another undefeated guy, still unbeaten out of Las Vegas, of course. I'm talking about Mr. Sin City himself, John Signorella. Johnny, you got that record now with 65 and zip. We know. Undefeated. Kid from Jersey. Man, no. But Cain Velasquez only lost two fights. I mean, you know, the Junior Dos Santos fight. And I mean, how can I put this? He's not a guy that I think he's a guy that had he remained in physical condition, I mean, like as far as in not being injured, I think he would have had a hell of a role. Is he too old at 36 to come back and try to put it back together, Johnny?
Well, that's the question here, and I think that's why the odds makers have made him the underdog. Now, here's what's up with Vasquez. The reason why he had so many injuries, look how versatile he is. He kickboxes, he boxes, he wrestles. All that kind of stuff is super hindering individually on your body. Universally, you put them all together, man, you're going to have some problems, right? But like we said before, you know, you had mentioned he only lost twice. He also won in a rematch to one loss against Dos Santos back in the day when he lost his title right after he had beat Brock Lesnar. So technically, he's beaten every guy he's ever fought except for one, with the exception where he got choked out by Fabricio Verdim, I mean. That's back in the day, of course, right? And then he recently fought, not too recently, but back in 2016, beat Travis Brown. You know, hopefully he's still got it, and he's one of the most entertaining guys out there that I've ever bared witness to, and so versatile. Now, you look back at Francis Ngannou, I mean, my thing with him, he's just a striker. He's very one-dimensional, and his one dimension is very good. He can knock you into another dimension with his power, but at the same time, I think if you got a Vasquez that's in front of you that is sharp and capable of pulling the trigger on some of the things he used to do back in the day, it could be a real tough night for Francis.
Five rounds in the heavyweight division. Is this going five, Johnny?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, with the power of Francis Ngannou, I mean, maybe not. But then again, also you have the ability of Cain Vasquez to be so versatile. I don't think it goes five.
I think you're underestimating the punching power of the Mexican-American former champion. Talk about Cain Velasquez, the live underdog come this month, of course, February 17th, coming to you live on ESPN. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It was a great stoppage. I felt his body go limp. I wouldn't be throwing. You guys have to understand, I weighed in at 146 pounds when I fought him. Strong, and you could see it. Every blow that he took, he was eating some hammers. And I thought it was a good stoppage because, man, if he was going to take another 10, 20 hits. You know, when your body goes limp like that, when you cut weight like that, and thinking you're going to go out there and just take my belt from me, that's not the way it works. So I think it was a great stoppage. This is why MMA is sanctioned now because of refs. So if I was to talk to that ref, I was like, hey, man, you're okay, man. We're both in there. We saw him go limp a few times. Watch it again, and you'll see it. I saw he was hurt since the beginning. The first, I thought it was that kick that really kind of rattled him. You know, and I'm going to have to rewatch that fight, but I saw him going limp. I saw his body changing. I mean, I shoved them down. Like, you shove somebody down, they're hurt, guys. If I do this to you, and you're just, come on. I've done things at from the Olympics to defeating two of the greatest, you know, fighters of all time. I feel like now it's okay, guys. I think I have the right to say, hey, give me a shot. Allow me to keep this bout 125 pounds. You can get your rematch. But let's do it at 135 pounds. Give me a shot now. It's almost like the champ loses his juice, guys. He's going to fight somebody. He's going to go defend his title at 135 pounds. And he's got a loss underneath me. That doesn't make any sense.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Get this. Henry Cejudo is willing to say he's going to fight John. He'd be willing to fight John Cena. In a real fight for a date with Nikki Bella. Is Nikki Bella and John Cena married, or are they girlfriend and boyfriend, Johnny?
I think they split up, but I believe she'll be part of the female Royal Rumble today on WWE Network, which I cannot wait for this afternoon.
Is there a decent storyline there? Can you get into the stories of the World Wrestling Entertainment?
With Cena and Bella, or just in general?
No, in general, are they worth?
That's why I'm involved, bro. I love the juice, right? Back a couple weeks ago, we had a great one with AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, where Samoa Joe was hitting on AJ's wife, Wendy, showing up at the house trying to get in there, you know, on AJ Styles' wife, and making like cell phone videos while AJ was touring with the WWE circus and being like, "I'm coming to get you, Wendy." I mean, how do you not like this stuff? It's, you know, it is what it is. It's pure entertainment. It's mindless entertainment. Sometimes I do get emotionally invested with some of these guys, but, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Chris Benoit. That's how he got introduced to his wife, Nancy Benoit. Her name was Nancy Sullivan at the time before she was married to another wrestler, Kevin Sullivan. And they sort of put her together in a storyline on TV. And before you knew it, they become an item. And of course, he ends up murdering his entire family, Chris Benoit. Ooh. Were you watching wrestling when Chris Benoit was doing his thing?
I wasn't. I had fell off when I became a teenager. I fell off, yeah. You know, gravitated more towards music and boxing and mixed martial arts and all that. Then I came back recently, about around this time last year. I was home for the holidays, sitting on the couch. There was nothing on TV. WWE was on. I was sitting on my couch, literally almost dying of laughter at some of like the promos and things that were going on. I'm like, you know what? I still got room for this, you know, in my TV viewing. So I'm like, I'm totally in. I'm all in. I'm invested now.
Okay. So it looks like this card's going to actually be on ESPN, not ESPN Plus. It's going to be some early prelim cards on ESPN Plus. I'm talking about February 17th, of course, from the Talking Stick Resort and Arena in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. But Francis Ngannou and Cain Velasquez, 5-round main event. James Vick and Paul Felder in the co-feature, a lightweight women's strawweight bout. Courtney Casey and Cynthia Cavello. Cavello can fight, double C can fight a little bit. Both double Cs, Courtney Casey and Cynthia Cavello. That's an interesting CC versus CCs. I guess CC's going to win. Alex Caceres and Cron Gracie, one of the famed Gracie family, of course. And we look down to the undercards, and guess who's coming back? Renan Barreiro, the man that TJ Dillashaw initially beat for the world title a few years ago. Of course, he was the guy that's having all kinds of problems at 135, making the weight. If ever there was a guy that was headed for punch drunkism, I think in the world of mixed martial arts, it's from making the weight and making his body go through all kinds of crazy stuff and taking punishment, it's Renan Barreiro. But that's a subject for another day. Now, ESPN's happening. DAZN come through this weekend. Only two fight cards. Shouldn't they be giving us a little bit more than two fight cards a week?
When you look at the price point of $9.95, and you say you're getting two fight cards a month for boxing, one for Bellator, that's three live events. Now, compare it to, like, say, a Showtime. For around the same money, you get at least one boxing event a month, plus you get shows like Billions. You know, you get shows like Ray Donovan. You get a lot of content there. Now, look at ESPN, ESPN Plus, $4.95. You're getting every sport in the world, plus a lot of original content that's worth my time to watch, my TV viewing experiences, right? Now, here's what's up about the ESPN Plus app. That UFC fight between Cejudo and Dillashaw last week generated, ready for this one, 500,000 new subscribers. That's correct, 500,000. I did the research on this. That is fantastic. DAZN needs to put on an event like that. Canelo against Rocky Fielding, I understand it was Canelo's first fight with a new contract, and it was very, like, you know, hurry up and buy, like, real quick. They wanted to get him out there, one fight under the contract before that new year expired. I get it. But what they need to do now is put together an event where people are like, wow, I really want to see this. You know, Jacobs and Canelo will generate a lot of interest. Does it do 500,000 subs? Not to be negative Nancy here, I don't think it does. They need to do something, give the fight fans a card, a significant card, stacked top to bottom, that is just like a rock concert that people want to buy a ticket to and go see.
Interesting. Of course, talk about DAZN versus ESPN+. If you don't have both apps, you're really not a fight fan because you've got to have them to watch the fights. I mean, this is the way it is. Munguia was on the card last night, of course, looking spectacular over 12 rounds, fighting a real tough. I guess the best way you could put that, it was the guy was like a Japanese version of Rocky Marciano.
I tell you what, he came to fight this kid, and, you know, short and stocky, you know, usually doesn't prevail against, you know, the longer, taller, you know, guy, especially the way Munguia was moving last night. It's really hard to catch guys super clean on a shot. Like, sometimes they're rolling off and the punches are glancing blows. But he definitely got Jaime Munguia's attention last night. And I think that not only did we think that this guy wouldn't perform and Tekashi anyway, as well as he did, I think maybe Munguia underestimated him a little bit. Like, oh, man, holy smokes, this guy's here to fight me, bro. So I'd like to see Inoue again. Great effort from the kid last night.
Yeah, I think he had a Flintstone vitamin-looking body, though. I just have to say that. I had to sneak that in there, man. Why would I say that? Because fighters are never known to cheat. No, fighters would never cheat. You know that. It's against their principles. Yeah, right. Bottom line is you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts, the MMA card on the 17th of February, of course, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Taught by Francis Ngannou and Cain Velasquez on the ESPN regular channel. I would say, even if you're not an MMA fan, if you never watched too much MMA before, watch this one. It might be interesting. Of course, Ngannou failed to live up to the expectations in that heavyweight title fight against Stipe Miocic. I mean, he tagged Stipe early, but outside of that, he was sort of beaten down for the rest of the five rounds.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And also, talking about ESPN, there's another UFC card on. I think prior to that, on the 9th of February, Anderson Silva returns. You know, so ESPN, if you look at it, it's really, really heavy right now, Pedro. With boxing content, also, you got Alita Alvarez and Sergey Kovalev fighting next week on regular ESPN. And then also later in the month for boxing, you have Jose Ramirez returning also on regular ESPN. So they're really going out there and trying to get some strong viewership for the combat sports world, man.
Sergey Kovalev, what makes one, if you were a Sergey Kovalev fan, what makes you think he could win this fight?
I think if you're a Sergey Kovalev fan, you're broken at this point in time. I think that your hopes, your high hopes might have been diminished down to low I mean, at this point in time, you got to look at the fact that he was once a bully, and he got bullied and mentally doesn't hold up in fights in times of situations and distress. Alito Alvarez broke him badly in the last fight. And, you know, Kovalev kept getting up. And what he probably should have done is taken more time when he got floored and, you know, administered about an 8-second count or whatever to clear his head. But he just kept getting up and showed some good grit and some good guts and some stones in doing so. But I think later on down the stretch, that's going to come back to haunt him, because I think, you know, he took some real, real bad shots in that fight that I don't think that he overcomes come February 2nd. I think Elita Alvarez puts the hurt on him again. And I think once, you know, commonly we've seen when the bully in Sergey Kovalev, guys like that or Tyson, when they get bullied back, they kind of fold like a deck of cards.
Is it time to get a DVR again? I mean, I haven't had one because I haven't really needed one. But the bottom line is UFC is going up with UFC Fight Night on the 2nd. They're going right up against big fights. I mean, that's what they seem to be doing. They seem to be targeting boxing events against MMA. Before, in the old days, it was just boxing against boxing. Remember? I mean, one promoter would say, yeah, I'm going to throw a pay-per-view card on such and such a date. Another promoter would throw one on the same date, which seems senseless. But these guys, it seems like the UFC is looking out there. They're trying to pick off as much as of boxing's demographics as they can.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they play off each other well, you know, because I think that, you know, people that watch this thing, that the market is there for everyone to be able to share. In other words, like, I'm interested in UFC, and I'll watch a UFC fight, and if I see, you know, a commercial for a boxing match, I'll, you know, be like, okay, let me check that out, and vice versa. So I think they could share audiences. The UFC number we're going to get, you know, for that Cain Velasquez fight, I'm going to be willing to say, I'm going to think that's going to be 4 million views, maybe even more, right? So that's going to be their powerhouse right now. Yeah. They have a huge push for UFC right now, man. Disney spent a lot of money on them. And, you know, so expect to see a lot of UFC cards. But it used to drive me nuts back in the day when Showtime and HBO would go head-to-head at the same time. And then
Freeze that thought right there. Running up on a hard break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On the other side of the break, we'll hear from Manny Pacquiao, and of course, one of my favorite guys when he's not boxing, Adrian Broner. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do?
fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Manny, congratulations.
Thank you.
You controlled this fight seemingly from the outset with your jab. How do you feel that you were so effective with that in controlling this fight?
I feel so happy because I did my best in the fight and also in training. Our strategy and techniques is we use a lot. We did a lot in the training camp, so thank God for this victory.
What do you think about the amount and ability that you had to throw so many punches at the age of 40?
I'm so happy because God gave me this good health, these blessings. At age of 40, I can still give my best. Although I want to be aggressive more, but my coach told me that do not be careless, just wait him, counter him, but aggressive, but do not careless.
Why, when so many people thought that your career was possibly over, particularly after the Horn fight, have you been able to come back and be so efficient and so effective and perhaps even improve a little bit?
I really don't believe that my career is over. I proved it in my last fight against Matisse, and now I prove it again at age of 40. So Manny Pacquiao's journey still continue.
When you had opportunities in the 7th round and in the 9th round with the onslaught and those rallies, did you feel as though you were going to be able at that point to knock Broner out?
Yeah, I want to push more, but my trainer, Boo Boy, said that do not be careless, just take time, wait for him, you counter. And then that's what I did.
So, Manny, there's going to be a couple of questions that you're going to get relentlessly for the rest of your life, at least your boxing life. So let's start with the first one. Yeah. Floyd Mayweather, co-promoter here this evening, in the house, watching and assessing you, sometimes saying things during the fight. Will you fight him next? Do you want that fight?
You know, tell him to come back to the ring, and then we will fight. I'm willing to fight again to Floyd Mayweather if he's willing to come back in boxing.
Floyd, you're staying out of the ring, but we got a camera there. Are you going to accept that challenge? A simple nod will do on the monitor. Yes or no, Floyd? No reaction? Well, I'm sure he will go through the business of it, and Manny Mayweather will make that assessment.
Thank you, and really thankful to Showtime and PBC and Al Heyman for giving this big opportunity for us, especially to my fighters in the Philippines. So thank you. TGB, MP Promotion, PBC, and Mayweather Promotion, and Broner Promotion. So I'm really thankful for this team, that they are very coordinated with each other.
And the second question would be, do you want to be president of the Philippines? You will now go back and
Mayweather first.
Do your job as a senator. Would you like to be president someday?
Well, to become a president, I don't have that in my mind right now. I have no plan to run for president, and I'm happy.
That's a politician answer.
I'm happy serving people as a senator and giving honor to our country. I'm so thankful to the fans, the Filipino people, for coming here and watch live in my fight. So thank you so much for all your support. Also, the Showtime pay-per-view.
Manny, thank you.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you next time. Adrian.
Yeah, bring your ass over here. I got a lot to say.
We're going to conduct this professionally, or we're not going to have an interview. You make the decision. What did you think about the fight?
I beat him. Everybody out there know I beat him. I controlled the fight. He was missing. I hit him clean more times. I beat him.
You averaged 8 punches
Less than eight punches was the most punches that you had in the round, and it seemed as though you couldn't get
it
close enough.
Like, it already sounded like you was against me. So I already ain't, got a fair shake talking to you. But let me talk some. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I love y'all. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. What they trying to get that money again with Pacquiao and Floyd. But it's cool. I ain't worrying about it. I'm still that man. I'm on top. Cincinnati, stand up. West Side. 2-5.
You're 3-3-1 in your last seven fights. What will you do next?
Hey, I'm 3-3-1 my last seven, but I'll be 7-0 against you.
Well, that wouldn't mean much. That's the end of this interview. Yeah. Good luck to you in the future.
Would it be a compliment, Johnny, to call Adrian Broner a street urchin?
You know what, man? He got the gift of the gab, the sound bite, you know, go off for days. But he did it for the hood, Pete. He did it for the hood.
Oh, God. You know, it makes me want to vomit. If the hood was watching that, the hood had to be very disappointed.
Dude, the hood had to turn their back on him when he came back to the hood. They don't want nothing to do with Adrian Broner right now. You know? AB's delusional. He's delusional with some of the things he was saying to Jim Gray.
Okay. As we look into the boxing future here, as far as big fights are concerned, are we going to get this heavyweight fight, this rematch between Wilder and Fury? I mean, Larry Merchant was scratching his head. He's saying yes, no, yes, no. They say yes, they say no. What does Johnny Sigg say?
I think the prelim negotiations have commenced and they're looking good. I'm hearing positive things. I'm hearing May, which would be fantastic. I love to see this rematch. I want to see what kind of adjustments Deontay Wilder can make in getting started a little bit earlier and pumping a jab. The jab would be the key to the fight for him, and I want to see how confident, you know, Fury comes back after what he accomplished in that fight and getting up like the Undertaker, as we always say, in round 12. I want to see what, you know, an in-shape Fury, because he was in shape last time, but he kept in shape. I've been watching him on social media. He's still training. He's still leaning out. You know, he's keeping his head right. So I'm interested in seeing him in between a great fight that he just had come back and see how he does.
Deontay Wilder, of course, the WBC champion out of Mobile, Alabama, coming with that fortunate draw, I thought, with Tyson Fury a couple of months ago. Now, Wilder is a shooter, but he landed like 12 to 13% of his punches throughout the fight. So you're trying to say that if he can get a jab going, he can get back in the fight numbers-wise? Let me put it to you like this. Maybe he can't out-jab the taller guy. I mean, how often has a 6'7" guy been in the ring with a guy that's taller than him?
It's very true. It's uncharted territory in a lot of ways. I mean, we saw it with Lennox Lewis and Vitaly Klitschko, where guys are just about the same size, but then that became a war because it was like two puffy-chested animals, like being like, you know, I'm big, you're big, let's go, you know? And we got that type of fight. But with Fury Wilder, it was a little tactical early on because Fury was smart to use those legs. He is so athletic, Fury is, for his height. I've never seen a big man like him move like that, which I think that now that Wilder had a look at it, maybe he could read the trajectory of that movement better. But then again, we won't know until we see it again.
Still fighting a bigger guy when you're 6'7". I mean, how many times in his life has Deontay Wilder fought a guy bigger than him? Probably never.
No.
Think about that. Probably,
really, would think it does. Yeah, you wouldn't think it gets much bigger than 6'7", right? But then you see Tyson Fury get in the ring and literally just step over the ropes to get into the ring. It's quite a sight to behold, man.
February 9th on Showtime. Of course, Showtime coming back with a card from the StubHub Center. I think they renamed that place now in Carson, California. Gervonta Davis taking on Abner Maris. Maris got anything left in his fighting at 130. Is that like way too much of a jump for him?
I always like Maris. That's a good question about weight. Always, you know, weight is always a factor. Gervonta Davis, you know, speaking about weight, I mean, in between fights, this man balloons up. Like, he gets, like, super, super heavy, you know, so he's got to cut a lot of weight to get in. Abner Maris once was the goods until Johnny Gonzalez chin-checked him in round one in a shocker back in the day. And that kind of derailed Maris in terms of, like, superstar power potential because it was there for him. Good-looking kid, articulate, you know, super articulate, by the way. He does the Fox Sports rap show. Post-fight show for the PBC cards. But anyhow, let's see what he's got left. I mean, he still speaks well, and if the weight isn't an issue for him or Davis, I think we get a really good fight.
February the 15th, guess who's coming back? The one speeding Rob Brandt, the WBA middleweight title holder, taking on Kasan, whatever that guy's last name is, B-A-Y, Sangha, whatever. But the bottom line is...
Sangorov.
All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Did you practice that one a couple of times?
I did, actually.
I know. I just thought I went, yeah, I'm not good. Banks or Drew. Anyway, Rob Brandt, a surprise winner last time when he took out top-ranked prospect from Japan, of course, at 160 pounds. Took care of him pretty easily. I think Rob Brandt's maybe the dark horse here at 160.
Dark horse, best way to put it. And this one also on regular ESPN. ESPN making that big combat sports world push. I'd like to see Brandt get past this guy here and then maybe take on a Ryota Murata. Devorinchenko's out there. I'm trying to think of fighters that would fight on ESPN because you got to understand that he's there. And DAZN has a lot of middleweights right now. So it's hard to think about, you know, hopefully these guys all do deals together, but I kind of think that they won't right away because they're all invested in their networks and their stables. So I don't think we start to see interplay between the two networks, meaning DAZN and ESPN, until at least next year after they get some of the return on their investment. So I think Rob Brandt keeps him in-house. And I believe Ryota Murata has fought there before. So let's see what we get.
March 9th, Sean Porter, the aforementioned WBC 147-pound title holder, taking on Jordanis Ugas. Is he from Cuba?
I believe he's from Cuba, yes.
Yeah, that name, without a doubt. Anyway, is Porter too small to be fighting at 147 and beat the big dogs? I mean, he could beat the second and the third guy, but he can't beat the number one guy seemingly at welterweight. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right. And he was close, you know, when he took on Thurman. And Porter, you know, fights like a linebacker, man. He comes in, makes it rough, and maybe he's trying to overcompensate for his smaller stature. But he wants to fight at 147. Why? Because the money's there. Not that 140 is bad, but 147 is a money division, especially if you're a part of Al Haymon and the PBC, which he is. You know, you got a lot of guys there. You got Pacquiao, Spence, Danny Garcia, Cal Brock. All these guys fight underneath that umbrella, and the list goes on and on. So I think that's why he's there. I think he's a very capable fighter. I'd like to see him meeting himself up in fights a little bit, give himself a little distance to work off of instead of mauling guys all the time.
Well, it looks like a mismatch of the unbeaten. Of course, Errol Spence, the unbeaten 147-pound IBF title holder, taking on Mikey Garcia, the recognized 135-pound title holder, both undefeated. Somebody's always got to go, and I wouldn't be betting on Mikey here.
No, you know, going up in weight, two divisions, that's something exceptional only few could do, like Roberto Duran type situation. I don't think Garcia is a Roberto Duran. I don't think anyone's quite Roberto Duran. Now, having said that, Errol Spence is very, very good. And I think that even if they were, you know, in the same frame, meaning their body type, right, that I still think that Errol Spence would take on a guy with the skill set of Mikey Garcia, even if Garcia was more natural at that weight, and still beat him. You know, and I'm giving Errol Spence a lot of props. I think this kid is the goods. I've seen great things, and I think he's only going to get better. No disrespect to Danny Garcia. If Danny was to fight anywhere between 135 to 140, I give him a legit shot against anyone out there.
Mikey Garcia.
Included. I'm sorry, Mikey Garcia. Yeah. I give him a legit, you know, shot, even including Lemonchenko for Mikey Garcia.
Okay. Mikey Garcia, of course, a phenom at 135 and moving up from like one. Didn't he hold the title at 126 or 130 as well?
Yeah, he was down as low as 130. But no, you're right. He was down to 126 at one.
Good point. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This, of course, is the MMA Hour. Going to conclude our close here. Don't forget, folks, the MMA Hour is part of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a 2-hour presentation which starts on Sirius XM Satellite Radio and the Sports Byline Network, of course, Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the, Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. I keep going about 1,000 different internet platforms. But the bottom line is you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. One short segment to go. We're going to wrap things up with Johnny Sigg right after the break.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
You know, I want to fight in world from. There's hella Mexicans and shit in here. Everybody keep booing me and shit. They want rice and chicken. I want some motherfuckers that want some conies around me.
a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Tower of Power, JB style there. Of course, James Brown, the godfather of soul. You know, John Signorello is still with us, and I do want to mention this, that I'm getting some emails here, some texts from some women, I guess, and they say that I'm being anti-women's boxing. I'm not anti-women's boxing. I'm anti-dullness. Show me something that's exciting. I mean, come on, Hannah Gabriels, I compliment her. Johnny, didn't I say she was easy to look at?
Absolutely, and she certainly is. She's a knockout as far as appearance, but in the ring, not so much. And time out, how can we, first of all, be against women, anti-women, where we praise women mixed martial artists more than we do the men? I think women, female mixed martial artists, are some of the best, most competitive, passionate athletes in the world. We're just telling it like it is. Female boxers, man, not so much.
The women MMA bring it. All right, let's talk about the YouTube page for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tell me about that.
Check us out. Search Ring Talk Radio Worldwide, and you'll find those archived shows, some bonus features, some press conference footages, you know, things of that nature, and enjoy, of course.
Okay, Johnny, DAZN, ESPN Plus, Showtime, HBO's done. Are there any other boxing outlets that are going to be jumping up in the next few months? Is Facebook going to be coming back with regular cards?
Yeah, you'll see a little bit on Facebook, but I think Fox is also going to make a huge push. You know, they lost the UFC to ESPN. They need some kind of live sports content outside of the NFL. I know that they signed on for WWE SmackDown in the future, but they're going to put a heavy push into boxing, and they have so far. Check out their post-fight shows and original content, via on demand.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the Tower of Power takes us to the end of the show, we say goodbye to the great John Signorella. Johnny, have a good week.
You as well. Thank you, Pedro, and have a great Sunday, everyone out there.
This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, a production of the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.